This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, David, it is under hermetically sealed conditions. You have our Thanksgiving draft order. Let's set the ground rules. It's very simple. Once an item is taken, you cannot get cute and slightly alter it. Now, as we have discussed in the past, including the very controversial 2021 ruling of stuffing versus dressing, they are the same thing. Now, you can have an addendum, meaning box stuffing versus the real stuff. But once the real stuff is gone, you're only left with the boxed. It's the same for the potatoes we discussed. Now, we also, I will clarify, because you Midwesterners have this weird affinity for something called cheesy potatoes. That is different than mashed potatoes. And decidedly gross. But John Denver is shaking his head over there. Is that popular in the West Virginia festivities?
Absolutely. One of my favorite dishes every year.
Why does that not shock me? All right. What is the draft order? And it'll be a snake draft.
Yes.
Four rounds, time permitting. What is it, David?
Kenny.
Okay.
Mike.
Yep.
Me.
Yep.
And Rico.
Okay, Rico will get the turn. So, gentlemen, we have to be very careful. Rico, fittingly, gets the BOGO. David.
Okay.
Music. Hillbilly Jones to the stage, please. Let's go. Kenny.
First pick of the draft is some squirrel.
Graham's pawpaw stew.
No, I'm going meat first because I don't think this is going to survive, and it's not turkey. I was thinking about fried chicken all day. All right, I was thinking about what I would rather have than turkey for Thanksgiving. Fried chicken, number one off the board, primarily because I don't trust it to go back and forth through two rounds of draft.
And let me tell you something. It's not a racial thing. It's a Southern thing. Fried chicken appears in the South on Thanksgiving. That's why they do it right in the South. What they get wrong with dental care, they get right with Thanksgiving options. We go to me. You know I ain't taking turkey. That fibrous, chlamydia-ridden bird. I am going to take real homemade stuffing.
Okay.
Slash dressing, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Homemade. Don't be hitting me with that Costa stovetop box. David.
All right, so I didn't think I would get this because I thought that whoever was in front of me would take it. But I'm going to go with the homemade baked mac and cheese.
That's a power selection. And again, would you say A Southern selection.
Yes, for sure. See,
that's what I mean. Like a New Orleans Thanksgiving has these things. Now, Rico, you have the turn. You have acquired via trade the last pick in the first and the first pick in the second round. Your selections, please.
Well, Mike, I'm going to go with a honey-baked ham.
Okay.
I'm going to follow that up with the Valenti, shout out to the white folks, the cheesy mashed potatoes.
The mascarpone mashed potato roasted garlic reset. I got you.
Yes.
People, it is. It's a life changer. It's different. All right, back to David. And notice my point is proven with every selection. Nobody actually likes Thanksgiving turkey. You eat it because you think you're supposed to. David.
Yes. Okay, I can go.
Is the Thanksgiving turkey the Aaron Rodgers 06 draft night draft pick?
It just sits there.
Still in the green room. Still with that disgusting thing hanging off of its neck.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, so I'll go with the, I could probably get this later. No, I'll go with it. I'm going with the yams.
And now, is that with the marshmallow?
No. That is a casserole.
Okay.
No.
All right, I had to ask. I'm not a yam guy. All right. You know, David, I am actually going to pick something similar. Now, this is a very specific rendition of this, but it is a sweet potato casserole that my mom makes. It is a maple bourbon pecan.
Oh, you got me there.
And it's got and it's got a crumb topping like the top of a pie.
So, yeah, it has that crust. Yeah, that sounds delicious.
You can keep your turkey. I'll take the bourbon sweet potato mash.
I have a question regarding my next pick. Cheesy potatoes is off the board, of course.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, mascarpone mashed potatoes. Cheesy potato, the disgusting cubed, often lukewarm thing served in the great state of Michigan, is still on the board.
Not for long. It's off the board now. And for my swing around, I'm going to get some ribs.
What?
Whoa.
That's right.
Because what?
Do you know what I want Thanksgiving to be? I want it to be options.
Wow. See, Kenny and I see eye to eye on this. I like that Kenny
ribs.
Right. Kenny is breaking social norms. I love it.
That way you can choose which type of meat you're looking for. It's the best.
Yes.
It's the way Thanksgiving should be. You shouldn't be pigeonholed into turkey.
No, you shouldn't be a prisoner of turkey. But here's what I want to do. This is probably a risk on my part. But I want to make sure that I ensure there's a protein on the table. And someday when I host Thanksgiving and it's not my parents, this will be the law. Prime rib. Who needs a filth-ridden STD bird when you can have luscious prime rib?
Okay.
I think I may want to eat at Kenny.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He's right now.
Dude, it sounds pretty good, right?
That sounds great.
That sounds like a South Carolina Thanksgiving. The way he's putting that together. Southern Thanksgiving is where it's Thanksgiving. All right, over to David. And mind you, back in the green room, the turkey stands alone.
Correct. So Kenny had the right idea, going ribs and chicken. While I don't eat ribs, the having the choices there, which is, Mike, I'm glad you played that. Play that again, please. Because I am going with the seafood boil. That
what?
Gives me options of crab legs in there. I can go with the lobster tail in there. The,
time out.
Shrimp.
Time out. Can I ask a question?
It's,
has anyone ever done a seafood boil for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Yes.
I'm not here to argue. I was asking.
Yep.
That's such a power move by you.
Mm.
Like, that's a great tailgate move.
Correct.
But Thanksgiving.
It is definitely Louisiana. I've had it in Atlanta with family. So
as some people say, for the culture, with a K. No, power move by you. Now, that would be Rico's nightmare. Do you want to know what hell looks like to Rico, besides sitting next to me? A seafood boil. Yeah. Rico would fake his own death before partaking in that. All right, Rico, so far, you've got the honey-baked ham. You have the mascarpone mashed potato. You have a double selection here.
Wow. Kenny hit me with the ribs. You know what? I'm going to go with some dirty rice.
The hell is dirty rice?
Basically rice and beans mixed together.
Oh, delicious. It's like red beans and rice.
Yeah. They just call it dirty rice, but yeah.
Again, Southern, Louisiana-based. See what I mean? I'm telling you, Southerners do it right. All right, Rico, your second pick on the turn here, and the turkey stands alone.
And I'm going to do this because I'm going to go with the Hawaiian rolls.
Wow.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. Honestly, they go with it. They go with everything.
Yes.
They do.
Like, what?
And I didn't trust David or Kenny. So, no.
Man.
You're right, man, because I was going to take that next.
Damn. Now, David, you can still go dinner roll. The Hawaiian roll is a completely separate category of carbohydrate.
Correct. So what I'll do is...
By the way, the turkey stands alone. There's no one else in the green room. This tells you everything you need to know about this holiday. Dang. Hatchet Man, your selection.
The dressing is taken. All right, whatever. I love it. It's my favorite dessert. I go sweet potato pie.
Not deviled eggs?
They were on my list. They were
Trust
on
me.
My list.
Sweet you potato
them
pie.
As a free agent.
Sweet potato pie is better than pumpkin pie.
For sure.
It's truthful. Over to Kenny.
Wouldn't it be over to you?
Yes. Oh, it is to me. I'm sorry. Guys, I apologize. Okay. So I have got real stuffing, not the Jim Costa box variety. Bourbon sweet potato mash, prime rib. Fourth selection. I'm going to add, now I'm going to save my last one because nobody will take it. I'd like to go with a traditional real dinner roll. You make the dinner roll, hot dinner roll, butter, real dinner roll, little sea salt crust. Give me the dinner rolls. Kenny Cott, double selections to round out your table.
No, this is my last one.
You have fried chicken, cheesy potatoes,
and ribs. Yep, one more.
Oh, yeah, it's only four rounds.
So
go a fifth. Make two picks because I got one more thing I got to put on the table. Go
ahead. All right, well, since I get two, wrap it around. I'm doing the
possum stew.
I'm doing box stuffing because I love box stuffing. I don't care what anybody says. It's terrific.
God, I knew you were one of those.
But we have the stuffing, we have the ribs, we have the cheesy potato, we have the chicken. We're going to round it off with some dessert. Give me that pumpkin pie.
Of course.
Ugh. Ugh. Disgusting. All right, my last selection. I'm allowed to make this. It's not pasta, even though I know you thought I knew what I was going to. No. I got to put a veggie on the table. A real one. New York classic. We call them Utica greens. Same spelling as Utica, Michigan. But it's hot cherry peppers, prosciutto, cheese, breadcrumbs, escarole, olive oil, garlic. Mm. Delicious, wondrous side dish. The Utica greens.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Why? You were going to go collards?
I am going collards. Can I still do that?
100%.
Okay, because that's
distinctly different.
Right.
Distinctly different.
I was making sure. All right.
And mine has a pork product in there, so you wouldn't eat them.
No, I could put turkey leg in there.
God, just eat the
turkey
pork.
Turkey leg.
Jesus,
yes.
David, eat the pork. What
My
is your problem?
My family hates me.
Yeah, well.
Next, Rico Beard.
The one thing that my sister learned from my mother, pound cake. Give me the pound cake.
Great choice.
Pound cake?
I'll be making one tonight.
What do you put on it? It's a brick.
If you make it right, it's not.
David, that's different, though, than what you're doing tonight.
All right. Whoa.
Okay.
Pound cake, huh? Sounds like David's honeymoon. All right, let's. If I may, here are the draft classes for the 2024 annual Thanksgiving draft. Kenny Cott with a New Orleans Thanksgiving. We have fried chicken, cheesy potatoes, ribs, box stuffing, pumpkin pie. I have selected real stuffing, bourbon sweet potato mash, prime rib, dinner rolls, Utica greens. David, mac and cheese, yams, no marshmallows, seafood boil, sweet potato pie, collard greens. And Rico Beard, the honey baked ham, the Italian mascarpone mashed potatoes, dirty rice, sweet Hawaiian rolls, and the old shout out to David's honeymoon, pound cake. Who had the best draft class? We'll go to the ticket text next. 97.1.